The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
You know, it doesn't seem like at times he's in a hurry to get us anywhere fast, but he certainly focuses on our heart condition and the fact that he is aligning us with him to come to know him as a father to a daughter or to a son. And that's a challenge for some if your upbringing has been abusive in any way from an authority figure, especially if it's your dad. God is at work right now of keeping you close and tight until you begin to discover he cannot fail. He is perfection in his love towards us, and that he will heal us if we'll allow him. As we're on our journey more and more into resting in God and his provision for our lives as we obey him.
The study of Abraham offers some tremendous challenges in our lives. He heard the voice of God so clearly, so surely, that he was ready to sacrifice his own son to obey the voice of the Lord. How many of us would trust our own hearing like that? It's a great challenge to take God at his word that his sheep know his voice. So how about you? Would you like to hear the voice of God like Abraham? Join us for part two on a 3-week study on the life of Abraham. That's next on Sought Out Global Radio. We welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I am joined here with Sought Out Global leaders Herb and Bethany Marks, and also my wife, Teresa Grote, joins us again as she fills in for Krista Pitcairn. Last week, we started a series on Abraham, and we talked a lot about Abraham and his faith and the things that he did as a character study for the way I think we can really behave as a new believer today, a modern believer, where we can use a lot of the principles and we can use a lot of the things that Abraham did as frameworks for our life. And as we concluded last week, Herb, you shared a tremendous testimony. And before we begin with our discussion today, for our listeners who missed it, I want to begin with that particular testimony, and then we'll come back and continue our discussion from last week on Abraham.
So I went to my pastor about it and shared with him that I felt like I was to step away from staff position. I was youth pastor at the time and continue to serve the church, even though we bring in another youth pastor. I would function in other parts without being on staff and a salary. He went to prayer and he came back. God had given him actually a vision, which is really cool. So we both knew this was right, but I was frightened. And I remember saying, Lord, you open the door and I'll step. And his immediate response to me was, no, you step and I'll open the door. And as I kind of just closed my eyes kind of and took that step, I experienced a 7-year walk with him where he was my provider financially. Because I remember saying, well, then I've got to go to work. And he so strong, and he said, no. And he used a strong word with me. He said, I forbid you. Ooh. He forbade me from going to work. Ooh. Yeah. And I remember even at times having misty eyes in my wrestle. What he was doing was that he was much like with Abraham. Abraham was on a daily walk with God, being developed in faith, prepping him for the bigger things that was out ahead. And I watched as the Lord provided for me, and it just blew my mind. I was a homeowner, had car payments, insurance, you know, the nine yards. And here it was. That all of a sudden I didn't have a source of income, and it began to come in all kinds of ways, envelopes on my car. And I wasn't out there telling people, hey, I've done this, you know, great thing, because I was still serving at the church, even though I wasn't youth pastor anymore. But the word hadn't spread amongst, really, it was kind of a quiet move. But here it came in my mailbox, not from the mailman, but just envelopes with money on the car, under the windshield wiper. I was getting phone calls to go and speak places. I wasn't putting myself out there to do so. And all of a sudden the phone started ringing, and I'm going, this is amazing. The last 2 weeks, my stomach would begin to flip because of the bills were coming due. God would do it. And then the next 2 weeks I'd do handstands because God did. You would think after 2 years of this, I would get it. And I was still struggling because there was a wound inside of me I didn't know was there. This was forcing it to the surface. And then one day in a car lot at the Honda dealership, I was just looking at a new car, and that's when he spoke again. And he said, Herb, I want you to buy this now. He used the word now. Wow. And he said, I want to teach you about faith. I went in under this anointing of faith, bought it Friday night. And then Sunday, I was on my knees, frightened, saying, God, what have I done? Because the anointing dissipated. But his word remained. And then again, he met me, and all of a sudden, here I brought home this new car. I wouldn't wash it. I was realized that I had an attitude in me that I would lose it. And I remember praying, and that's when God showed me the wound that I had. One time when Dad didn't follow through, one more time, because we were in a difficult season in our family, and Dad just, you know, things were dropping. And I remember standing as a seventh grader saying, I'm never going to trust him again. And it was a vow. From a moment of just being left behind. He lifted off the wound. I grabbed the pail and soap, washed the car, because I was afraid I was going to lose it until God healed me instantly. And I enjoyed an increase every month to the penny sometimes of that car payment. It was amazing 7 years to walk in. But he led me out, but I didn't know where I was going with it. But every day he met my need.
So that was Herb last week on his own Abraham-like experience and what God did to lead him in a way that he was called not knowing where he was going. Teresa?
What's encouraging to me when I think about God and what a good dad he is, he doesn't just throw us in the deep end and say, okay, have this big faith, go kill Goliath now, go kill Isaac now. He takes us step by step through a process of faith, like he did with David. David was out as a shepherd, and he dealt with a lion, he dealt with a bear, and then he dealt with Goliath. And I love the faithfulness of God. I love the kindness of God in that. Yes, there's requirements that we have on our side, and that's to respond to what he's doing, what he's saying, but he preps us for it. He makes us ready. He sets us up to be successful if we step by step just cooperate with what he's doing in the moment.
I have to think that when God asked Abraham to leave the country, his home, and in there it says that he didn't know where he was going, that was a day-by-day experience of the Lord leading his son Abraham. And I have to think that during those day-by-day, in and out, I know that Abraham wasn't totally confident at times because he's a person just like all of us. And God was so good to come around him and continue to increase and to shape Abraham's faith. By the way, that the Lord just daily took care of his needs. But that was a honing and a developing of, you know, just proving how good and faithful God is day in and day out. So that when it came to the bigger stuff, as Teresa was mentioning, I so appreciate, Teresa, what you were saying. Other examples in Scripture of how God develops and builds our faith, and he doesn't send us out cold turkey and expect us to perform. He's not looking for that. He's looking for a day-in and day-out relationship that builds our confidence that he truly is a God that will come through every time when he says he will.
You know, last week we talked about the how Abraham endured, really, in faith, right? He had an endurance for faith to the point where he waited not a decade, but waited decades. So we are talking 20 or more years that he waited to have a child of his own. And in my own life, I can testify, I have struggled with having enduring faith, right? And so maybe I'm a little bit too much like, you know, like I have Mick faith, whereas I want it my way, which is really funny because that's the tagline from McDonald's, is that's their brand. I want it my way. And I don't want to have McFaith. I want to have Abraham faith. I want to have a love for the process with God, which I think is what leads to a deeper relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, that's good. There was a tagline in a song for the, that's more of when I was really young. So be my previous generation, my dad's. And it was Frank Sinatra saying, I did it my way.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep, we love Frank.
But in the end, we want
all of us to leave a, we will leave a legacy. And what we want is to leave a legacy of faith for our, the generations after us, for our kids and their kids. And we don't think of that in the day and out, the day in and the day out, but that's what we're doing. We're Abraham was an example of that Christian life and leaving an example of faith to where he was called a father of faith.
Don't you think it's a challenge as a Western, having Western mentality and our technology and our microwaves and our fast food, like you're saying, the mic, to be people who really wait for God to accomplish what he has in mind, the whole process to, like it says, let patience have its perfect work in trials, that we can be complete, lacking nothing. The challenge, letting God fully complete what he has in mind and staying in that place. And what comes our way to challenge that, that alignment with him probably is what God wants to deal with in us, whether it be doubt or maybe a needing freedom from something in the way we've been raised, or just things that come our way that need to be dealt with. In the waiting, it comes up. And just addressing those things.
You know, it doesn't seem like at times he's in a hurry to get us anywhere fast, but he certainly focuses on our heart condition and the fact that he is aligning us with him to come to know him as a father to a daughter or to a son. And that's a challenge for some if your upbringing has been abusive in any way from a, an authority figure, especially if it's your dad. God is at work right now of keeping you close and tight until you begin to discover he cannot fail. He is perfection in his love towards us, and that he will heal us if we'll allow him. As we're on our journey more and more into resting in God and his provision for our lives as we obey him.
I love that God gives us promises to rest in. He declares beforehand what he has in mind. That's what he did with Abraham. He said it before. And so that we have something to anchor to in those times when things come up, like Herb was talking about. Those are real things that challenge the waiting. And God gives us a promise to anchor to. And I really love that.
And you know, Teresa, you know, we're looking here in also Genesis 17. And Abraham and Sarah were both told that they're going to have a son. And here's the relational depth that they have with God. They laugh. And God responds to that. And, you know, you know, the messenger, the angel came and mentioned that Sarah was going to have a baby. And Sarah was, you know, standing in the tent door while Abraham was with a couple of the angels outside, the messengers. And she, in her mind, laughed, and they heard it, even though she didn't laugh, or she laughed, but she didn't carry the commentary outside. She said it in her mind, and the angel basically said, "Sarah, I heard that."
Yeah.
And so she became afraid, and she lied, you know. And the angel said, I heard that too. You know? Yeah. In other words, even though she lied, they didn't really discipline her. They just said, "No, this is what you really said." And there comes a place in relationship where you're easily adjusted, but we're still people. And the beauty of this is, here's the deal. We're so often afraid to be wrong for the reprisal that's going to come. That's religion.
Yeah, we live in fear.
And relationship is, okay, I heard that, but you know, let's move on. Let's get this adjusted. Let's move on. Because your promise is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. You're not going to lose your promises because you did a moment poorly. He's so crazy, is in favor of us reaching everything that he has in mind for us.
Mm-hmm. And if we could just catch, he is the perfect father to each one of us. So he would father Teresa different than he would father me because we're different. He fathers us perfectly.
To me, I sum it up, do we want to be a slave or do we want to be a son?
Come on.
We are entering into a season of divine acceleration, but it comes with alignment to God. Because God's a gentleman, as we talk about. He never violates free will. And in so coming with that, I believe that as we step under the alignment of God, then the presence of God falls, and then divine acceleration will happen, and we can receive our inheritances and promises that come from God through that alignment with Him. And on that note, we'll take a quick time out. And when we return, we're going to take out some time to hear the voice of God and operate in the prophetic on behalf of our listeners. And that's coming up next, right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
Isaiah 62:12 says, "And they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought out." Millions of people all over the world are drawn into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ every day. But many of us have not had the spiritual mentoring needed to grow in the gifts of the Spirit. That's where Sought Out Global Ministries comes in. Sought Out Global Ministries was founded to attract the presence of God and to assist Christians with a deeper understanding of the gifts of the Spirit. Our goal is not to be a church. Our goal is to be a place where people from every walk of life can come and have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, to link arms for the coming revival in the kingdom of God. So if you're restless and hungry for more and would like to join us for one of our home encounters or larger gatherings, please go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com today. That's soughtoutglobal.com, calling you to greatness.
Welcome back to Sought Out Global Radio, and we've been studying the character and really the life of Abraham and how he was a great man of faith who could operate in a level of faith that allowed him to hear God and obey Him quickly. But the best thing is that he really did hear God's voice, and when he heard it, he knew he heard it. And so on that note, the three of you, let's just quiet ourselves and let's spend a moment and ask the Lord if He has anything on behalf of our listeners today.
I want to paint a picture for us. On the first picture is fast food, not the best fast food, and it's in a foil wrap, and you're on the go. You're not. And the second picture is, you know, fine dining. Seated at the best restaurant you can imagine. I'm thinking courses, French cuisine, and, you know, past what we could even imagine as gourmet. And I think so many of us settle for the fast food that has zero nutrition. You know, we don't even actually taste it that well, versus sitting in ambiance and high style and savoring every mouthful. And I just want to charge us with, let's not settle. We cannot be in it for the short haul. We have a God who is preparing for us lavishly, and to run after that for the now. For I'm thinking, feeling like there, even in the sexual arena, there's people who are just settling for that fast, no intimacy, when there's so much more. And I just want to raise the bar for us to go for it, to believe God for the best, to step into all that He has for you in your sexuality. He thought it up. He's the one who designed it to be intimate and passionate and amazing, and not to have it be so shallow and so self-focused. And I raise the bar and challenge you to pursue God on specifics in our lives, that we would pursue Him wholeheartedly.
I just feel right now like there's an issue of trust right now about some of the things of the Spirit. And the Lord is really putting His hand on some of our listeners today, that trust is really a struggle when it comes to the things of the Spirit, because we don't understand it. And I feel like the Lord is wooing you, those of you who are listening and thinking this way and are suspicious about certain things. The Lord is asking you today to lay that aside, to trust Him, that to not look at the book as a book of characters and stories that aren't real, but that your story is supposed to be among them, that it has not been written yet, and that God is calling you into a close relationship like that. And if you call on him, he is a good dad. He doesn't turn his ear away from you. He's faithful. He says that you should ask, you should seek, you should knock. It is a promise from heaven that as we approach God, he never turns away. So I pray in Jesus' name that you will press into God right now in Jesus' name. Press into him. He will come. He will respond to you because he hears your voice and you will hear his voice.
I appreciate the... we're all listening to... there's four of us around the table here today as we're recording, and you will hear four different ways that the Holy Spirit will express his care and love and detail for those of you who are listening today. I'm going to bring something that seems to be a bit detailed and where many of you would feel like, well, that's for somebody else, I'm being left out. But two things I want to encourage you with. One is that as I bring this word, be applauding how God is even being specific and going after the one. Jesus left 99 to go after the one. So we see how he's focused on every one of us, every person. He knows our address, our phone number, and what makes us tick because he wired us a certain way. He knows what you need. And yet at the same time, he is exemplary of how that if I were to get into trouble, he would leave the crowd, as it were. His focus would be on my one need. And so applaud his goodness, his love, and that a loved one, that a family member of our own here in the body of Christ is being pursued of. And here, so I'm going to speak to for a moment a businessman, and you're a businessman down on the waterfront of Seattle. You're asking the question if you should move ahead on an acquisition, and I'm to encourage you to immerse yourself in the book of Proverbs, and that God is going to be as practical to your point of need, because you have turned your heart towards him. When you were driving in your car, you inquired of God if he would counsel you regarding a transition of funds for an acquisition. And I'm to say to you, you haven't heard it fully yet, but this is catching you. You are almost stunned at hearing these words because I'm describing you. And the Lord says, thank you for asking. I mean, how practical. And then he's saying, but I do have an answer, and I'm going to train you what it is to listen, because Deuteronomy 8 is a portion of Scripture I want to say to you that, you know, that it is the Lord who gives the ability to gain wealth. And and you see a lot about business and the marketplace throughout Scripture. So I say to you, sir, inquire of the Lord. Continue that inquiring, because he's going to help you in as you go through the book of Proverbs. And can't encourage you enough that this is the beginning of a new level of what it is to discover that God is very practical to those who will ask, and in business. The second word that I have here is that you're a mom, your child is sick in the hospital. I've never done this over the air, and very seldom do I, in our services even, do what I'm about to do. But Scripture says that Jesus sent his word and it healed them. And in that application, I'm going to say to you, go to your child, because I impart to you the words of healing. That's right. And you may even experience a jump in your heart or in your spirit, where all of a sudden you're aware, oh my goodness, I'm experiencing increased faith right now. And you're recognizing that this is something beyond you, that this is really the goodness of God that is surrounding you, and you're welling up with faith for your child. And you might be in the hospital halls, and you've just taken a moment to step out, or you might be at home getting ready to go be with your child again, or you've just taken a break to come home and change, and only to go back. I don't know where you are. The fact is, you're hearing our voice. And I'm saying to you, go lay hands on your child again and pray.
Okay, and God gave me a picture of an open heaven over the city, a pouring out through that open heaven. And I really believe that he's reminding me of the scripture in Joel where it says, in the last days, he's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And what he's saying is you can get underneath that pouring out. He's a gentleman. He won't force you. You can get underneath. You can be a part of what he's doing. It's about being willing and just turning your heart to him. Or you can stay outside of that pouring and you can watch. And it's his heart that all his people would be a part of what he's doing.
We used every minute today to complete this broadcast on Abraham, which will continue next week. Abraham left us a tremendous model to follow, so if you don't hear God like Abraham did, don't give up. Join us in prayer to receive more of that gifting from God. He always gives generously to those things that make it easier to obey him. Remember, Sought Out Global is active on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates on happenings with the ministry or our meetings as they happen. To find out, just go to either Facebook or Twitter and search for Sought Out Global. That's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and Teresa Grote, I'm Mark Grote. Please join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.